Thailand takes action against Myanmar's fraudulent casinos. The Thai government has taken decisive action against fraudulent gambling and scam activities along its border with Myanmar. It has now cut off electricity, internet, and fuel supply to 5 key areas as of February 5. The measure, announced by Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Defense Phumthum Wichayachai, aims to disrupt the operations of scam centers and gambling hubs that have been negatively impacting Thailand's tourism industry. Among the affected areas are the well-known Shwe Koko, KK Park, and Mayawati, all of which have been identified as centers of illicit activities. The decision to sever the power supply to these locations follows an order from the National Security Council of Thailand, directing the Electricity Generating Authority of Thailand, EGAT, to take immediate action. EGAT, the country's largest state-owned electricity provider, has been supplying power to these Myanmar border regions since 1996, when the Thai cabinet authorized electricity sales to neighboring villages. However, due to increasing concerns over fraudulent operations in these areas, the Thai government has opted to withdraw support in an attempt to dismantle criminal networks operating within these zones. The crackdown was prompted by an emergency meeting of the National Security Council, attended by top government officials, including Prime Minister Pathumthorn Shinawat. The Prime Minister stressed the urgency of addressing scam centers along the border, citing their detrimental impact on Thai citizens and the country's reputation. The decision to disconnect the power supply was implemented swiftly following deliberations on February 5. More scrutiny coming. One of the incidents that heightened international attention on these fraudulent operations involved Chinese actor Wang Xing, who was lured to a scam center on the Myanmar border after traveling through Thailand in early January. The case received widespread media coverage in China and led to concerns among mainland travel agencies, with some canceling tours to Thailand due to fears of similar incidents. Although Wang was eventually rescued, the situation underscored the need for stricter measures to prevent Thailand from being used as a transit point for criminal activities. Responding to the situation, Prime Minister Pathumthorn has reaffirmed the government's commitment to cracking down on cross-border scams and tightening relevant laws and regulations. The Thai government has emphasized that strengthening legal frameworks is a priority to prevent similar cases from occurring in the future. Officials are working on a coordinated strategy to ensure that Thailand is no longer exploited by transnational crime syndicates operating in Myanmar's border towns. As part of diplomatic efforts to address the issue, Prime Minister Pathumthorn was scheduled to visit China on February 7, where she is expected to reassure Chinese authorities that Thailand is taking concrete steps to combat scam centers. The Thai government is working closely with international partners to monitor and dismantle fraudulent gambling and scam operations that use Thailand as a passage to Myanmar. The crackdown on illegal gambling and scams comes at a time when Thailand is considering a major shift in its domestic gaming policies. The government, led by Pathumthorn, is advancing legislation that would legalize casino gambling, with an entertainment complex bill currently under review in Parliament. While Thailand has long maintained strict gambling laws, the proposed reforms aim to regulate and tax gambling activities, potentially reducing the prevalence of underground and illicit gaming operations.